Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
So we're going to stay with the revised plan for living with COVID. Most lockdown restrictions we know are extended until at least the 5th of April. The plan has been met, though, with criticism from opposition. Some claim that it lacks clear measures to aggressively suppress COVID-19 in the community. And opposition TDs are also calling on government to extend the planned new quarantine system to all arrivals into the state, and they will begin tabling amendments today. So I'm joined now by Labour leader Deputy Alan Kelly and also Minister of State at the Department of Further and Higher Education and Fianna Fáil TD Niall Collins. Thank you both for joining me this morning. And Alan Kelly, I want to start with you because you had called for the government to restore competency and public confidence. We have a path out of this now. I know it's based mainly on vaccination. We got the best we can hope for.
I don't believe so. It's basically a hope and see strategy, waiting for the vaccinations to come on board. It doesn't give people hope. It's underwhelming, and I know that from just talking to people over the last number of hours or even days because it was leaked. I have seen nothing in the strategy, Claire, in how over the coming months we're actually going to drive down the infection levels. There was nothing in that. And, you know, a lot of opposition people come out and make statements without backing them up. But we have offered a whole range of different tactics. And I heard nothing from the Taoiseach. Obviously, we want to see mandatory hotel quarantine. Finally, in a few weeks' time, they're looking at lateral antigen testing in schools and antigen testing full stop, even though I raised it in October last year and continuously since. We haven't seen anything that's going to change how the volume of people who are travelling to work. I saw it again this morning coming to Dublin. There's no analysis on that. Nothing in relation to retrospective testing and tracing, and nothing in relation to sick pay, and nothing in relation to serial testing in places like meat plants, direct provision, colleges, etc. All of those areas would help, but we saw nothing as regards new tools to suppress the virus. This relies totally on vaccination rollout. And finally, there's no metrics. And the reason there's no metrics and there's a hope and see strategy is the government don't have faith in keeping out the variants or keeping down the community transmission. That's why we don't have metrics, because they don't have confidence themselves, because they won't take the hard decisions to do it.
Niall Collins, what do you say to all of that, that there's so much left out of this plan, it's overly reliant on vaccines?
Good morning. No, I don't agree with that. I think the government has been very clear in setting out where we are presently, where we want to be by the 5th of April and subsequently after that. I think there's some very important takeaways from Micheál Martin's speech yesterday evening, and you quoted it yourself, Claire, at the very top of the programme. He said that he wants to reopen society as soon and as safely as possible, and that when things open, that we want them to stay open. And what you quoted yourself, Claire, was that the end is now truly in sight. And it is, and I believe that. I understand and I get that people are weary, they're worn out, they're frustrated, but we have to stick with this. It's a very dynamic and challenging situation. The new variants, as we know, have really changed the entire landscape in terms of dealing with the virus. But on the positive and the flip side of all of that, the vaccination programme is highly effective to date in terms of the feedback from people who have been vaccinated. It is having an impact.
Okay. And just can I ask you yourself what you think about the mandatory quarantine issue? You know, we have the opposition calling for, Labour says all arrivals into the country. Sinn Féin says all essential, non-essential travellers should be placed in these quarantine facilities. We're still waiting for it to start at all. I mean, are we inviting these variants in?
No, we're not inviting them in. Of course we're not. And we know that foreign travel into and out of the country has radically and drastically reduced. But look, the quarantine legislation is going through the Dáil tomorrow. It'll go through the Seanad next week, and it'll be signed, hopefully, by the President shortly after that. In parallel with all of that, the Minister for Health and the state agencies are working to develop the whole quarantine arrangement. And, you know, the discussion around what states will be designated and what won't. There will be a schedule of states designated on, you know, each state will be assessed on its level of risk, and in particular with the presence of the new COVID variants. So a schedule will be drawn up of the states, and it will clearly identify any state that poses a risk by virtue of its prevalence of COVID or variants, and it will work on from that. All of the approach of government to date across the various plans has been to draft those plans and draft these schemes to make them dynamic and changeable to address the variables that are being produced by the COVID environment every single day of the week. And that's exactly what the quarantine plan will do. It's not simple to develop a scheme for quarantining people in hotels when they come into this country. You have to get the
It's not simple, but the government was told on the 8th of May 2020 by the CMO to do it.
Yeah, look, we've been around that in terms of an argument and a debate in it. We are now doing it. What I want to say, Claire, is getting the balance between a person's constitutional rights and the public health risk and the public health interest isn't an easy thing to do in legislation. We have to set up the facilities. We have to get the operators to run these facilities and run them safely and securely. So all of that is a work and a work in progress, and it is being developed and it will be rolled out very, very shortly.
Okay, what do you think about the Restaurants Association today saying they're really disappointed because there's no clear path for them to reopen?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, we know where we are now until the 5th of April, and the whole government's approach is in terms of managing the virus and the new variants. We want to reduce the infection rates, obviously ramp up the vaccination schedule and secure our supplies and ease the pressure on our health services. When we get to that point in the 5th of April, we will be able to look at opening up society more and more. And as we roll out into the summer, and we know the figure... The very strong figure that has been given by Micheál Martin, that up to 80% of people will be vaccinated by June, and that will hopefully allow further opening up. But look, in terms of hospitality, the restaurant associations, businesses and all of that, all of these support schemes have now been extended out until the end of June.
Yeah, and we know that they say it's not enough for them. I mean, Alan Kelly, what's your view on opening up and what the Restaurants Association are saying there, you know, that they should know at this stage when they can look towards opening their doors?
I said before the Taoiseach announced his plan yesterday evening that I wanted to see metrics rather than dates. There are no metrics. Case numbers, variant numbers, hospitalizations, vaccine numbers, they're the four obvious metrics. But there's no estimations relating to them. There's no correlations. So people have nothing to aim for. It's just more of the same. Nobody can look and say, look, if we reach these figures, we have hope. It's not in the plan. There isn't hope. It's just relying totally on vaccinations. And, you know, I listened to the minister with all due respect. Like, I know the 8th of May last year, the recommendation in relation to quarantine was there. But, like, there is nothing in this plan that gives me any comfort relating to the new variants, which everyone admits is a virus within a virus. And that is the biggest threat to everything that we are doing here. And that's why mandatory quarantine is necessary, except for obviously essential workers. And the real issue for me is, I mean, we have people who are listening to this show who are effectively locked up within 5 kilometres of their home. And we have fumbled on this issue of quarantine. The British variant didn't come in here off its own back. It came in here because of travel. We all know about the South African, the Brazilian, and now potentially the Californian. We had 2,000 Brazilians come into this country. Was that necessary? The answer simply is no. That was not necessary. So the seriousness by which the government are using all the tools which I have just outlined and others in order to ensure we have a plan that will give hope simply is not there. And the public out there are in despair at this, and businesses and workers are in despair at this. That's why you're hearing those stories.
Just going back though to my question on when things should reopen, does the Labour Party have a view on that?
Well, we believe it should reopen when the metrics which I've just outlined to you reach a point where the public health advice is comfortable with it. But we should know or have some examples.
Is that not what the government is saying, though?
No, it's not. Because there's no point in I coming on here and bluffing out and saying this date or that date to you, Claire. I'm not going to do that. Others have been down that road. I'm not going to do that. But what I would have expected is from the government that in relation to where we're going, that there be some measurement, some metrics that people could aim for and support and give them hope. There's nothing in relation to this. It's basically, we're not willing to take the hard decisions to use all the tools I've talked about, many of which I have advocated for 6 months or more. We're just going to rely on hope that the vaccinations will deal with it. That is the strategy, full stop.
Is that it, Niall? We've got our fingers crossed that the vaccines will deal with this?
No, absolutely not. And really, I think Alan Kelly should be a little bit more responsible and recognise the huge efforts that the public are making and indeed that the government is making
to support
business and to put in place safe measures. The quarantining is being developed. As I said to you, the legislation is going through and the system and the accommodation for quarantining people is being worked on. And the designation...
I didn't interrupt you,
Alan, please. And the designation of states from which people are originating from will be drawn up, and it will be all inclusive and all encompassing of based on risk. And in relation to the metrics, the idea of basing a plan on metrics would not work in my view, because if you miss a metric, you would be the first out, Alan, you'd be out onto the plinth, standing up on your high horse on the high moral ground saying, we have missed a metric and it's all doom and gloom. So the message is, we have to stick with it, Claire. Yes, we know everybody is wary in relation to it. We are all living in the real world. I have homeschooling kids myself. We're all dealing with the challenges, the everyday challenges of this. But we have to stick with it for another number of weeks. But as Micheál Martin said in his speech yesterday, which again you quoted at the top of the programme, the end is in sight. And yes, a major plank of this whole...
Well, I quoted it, but I didn't say he was right. Have you a high horse, Alan Kelly?
Look, this is so patronising. The reality is this. The reason why he can't come out here and say, give people hope, give people measurements and metrics, is because the government does not have confidence in themselves in relation to keeping the variants out. In relation to getting down community transmission, and in relation to ensuring that we have public health teams that will be able to deal with this at the end. That is the reality. Because all of those underlying weaknesses in their strategy is the reason why we have a hope and see situation where the public have just got to go along with this. Rather than actually deal with all the various different tools that I've outlined.
All right.
Can I just say, it is very disappointing that Alan Kelly would come on national radio and that he would dump on our public servants, our HSE workers, our public health teams, who are working might and main. We're working might and main to deal with the situation. The government has a plan to deal with an exceptionally challenging situation, Alan. And just because it doesn't have some of the issues that you have been advocating doesn't mean that you throw the entire plan out.
Test and trace, these are fairly obvious tools.
All right, we can't hear anything now. I just want to ask you, Alan Kelly, before we finish, about what you said about Minister for Health Stephen Donnelly, when you said that his performance on Monday night was not embarrassing, it was scary, but you wouldn't put down a motion of no confidence. What are you saying there?
Look, basically, what happened the other night was very scary as far as I was concerned.
He made a mistake.
Oh, yes, I have no issue. And look, we all make mistakes. I've made enough of them myself, Claire. Everyone in public life or indeed in journalism has made mistakes. That's not the issue. But there's a repetition here of mistakes. And the seriousness of it was the following. My wife is a teacher. I have young kids trying to go back to school like yourself. And we had a minister who actually said that he double-checked before he went on air with you a couple of hours previous. And he obviously got it completely and utterly wrong. Now, I have a simple message for all ministers, Taoiseach and Tánaiste, that if you do not know what you're talking about, don't talk, or at least say that you don't know and you'll come back when the decisions are made.
What do you say to that, Niall Collins?
I just think that's complete rubbish out of Alan. Stephen Donnelly, he was misinformed going on the programme. Sorry, Alan, please. You know, you're giving somebody credit that they can make a mistake, and we all make mistakes, and then you go on to try and trash him and completely discredit him. You know, he got something wrong. Big deal, and it was rectified as soon as possible, even by himself. So let's not dwell on something which is pretty minor. It was well flagged what the arrangements were in relation to the return to schooling. And, he got it wrong as part of a pretty in-depth interview that you did yourself there.
And do you think, Niall Collins, that the Minister for Health simply simply has too much on his plate. No, it's not about him as an individual. It's about any one person trying to do what he is doing with the brief that he has at the moment, including mandatory quarantine.
No, I don't. And you asked him that yourself the other night, Claire. I saw the interview and he dealt with that himself. You know, the issue of hotel quarantine is part of the public health response to dealing with the COVID challenge. And he is absolutely comfortable and dealing with it under the remit of his job as Minister for Health. So look, okay, he got a detail wrong. It's not a big drama, Alan. Claire, you just need to relax in relation to it.
All right, final word, Alan.
Just in fairness to that last point, I actually have some sympathy for Stephen Donnelly in relation to his role. I don't think, in fairness, he should be doing the legislation on quarantine today. I think Fine Gael dumped it on him. I think this should be really a Minister for Justice job. And I do believe, in fairness, the levels of pressure on him, given that he's to deal with normal health service, all the restrictions, issues, the vaccination, and also quarantine. Simply put, I have said for many months now there should have been a Minister for Vaccines. I think the public would have been happier if there was one.
Right.
And I think he's dealing with a piece of legislation today that another minister should be dealing with.
Alan Kelly, Niall Collins, thank you both indeed. Talking about Tiger Woods after this.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.